grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And greetings to you from your brothers and sisters in Christ at Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School. I'm going to start this morning with some congregation participation, so feel free to raise your hand if you feel comfortable. How many of you have a vegetable garden at home? Good, that's the most hands I've had all weekend. That means this sermon should go well. I have a garden as well, and if my measurements are correct, and if I remember right, I measured the garden at the end of summer in preparation for this sermon, and I think it's 14 feet by 28 feet, so it's a pretty decently sized chunk of land in my backyard. And for the last few years, my wife and I have planted the normal vegetables in your garden: corn, peas, beans, carrots, tomatoes. And 2 years ago, even, we planted some broccoli and some cauliflower because we were feeling adventurous. And that was actually our most productive year that we've had in that garden. Growing up, I always had gardens. My dad would plant gardens every single summer. And that was because my grandparents, who still live in Madison, they would plant gardens, plural, every single summer. And they still plant a garden every single spring. They have immaculate flower beds, and they are well into their 90s, and they're still doing all of this gardening. So it's kind of, you know, family tradition to have a garden. But I'm not a gardener, not by any stretch of the imagination. I do not enjoy gardening. I do not find pleasure or enjoyment in any aspect of it, actually. I think it was more out of a sense of obligation that I started gardening. Because if you have that massive of a garden in your backyard, you kind of feel that you just have to, right? And so for the first 3 years of owning our home in West Bend, I put myself through the absolute agony and torture of planning and preparing and then planting and pruning my garden. But again, I'm not a gardener by any stretch of the imagination. I don't stand on my deck and brag to my friends and my neighbors about how awesome my garden is and how much work and effort I put into it. I don't view picking weeds as stress relief or emotional therapy. In fact, I think it does the exact opposite of that, especially when my four-year-old is throwing the weeds back into the garden, so now I have more work to do. It's not helping. But again, I don't know why I do it. And to be completely honest, last year, I didn't even plant a garden. Couldn't do it. Couldn't bring myself to do it. And I don't know if I'm going to plant a garden this summer either. I know it's hard to imagine gardening right now, beginning of February, ice and snow on the ground. But I don't know if I'll be able to do it. Because all of that effort, all of that work that I put into planning and preparing and planting and weeding and all of those things just doesn't seem worth the return. It seems like a whole lot of work for not a lot of return. And looking ahead to my summer, with two kids under the age of five, I have two football camps, I have a church soccer camp, not to mention summer weightlifting every single day at KML, I don't know if I can find the energy or the motivation or inspiration to put myself through all of that again. No, just a whole lot of work, time, sweat, and sometimes tears. For not a lot of return. Just doesn't seem worth it. I share all of that with you, probably too much, with you this morning, because as I was thinking about it, I wonder if we might be tempted to wonder the same thing or to take the same approach to our spiritual growth. Whether you've been a Christian your whole life, whether you've grown up in a Wells congregation, a Wells school, or even just our Savior, I wonder if you might be tempted to wonder the same thing. Is all of this time and effort and energy that you give to not only being a member of God's kingdom in general, but this particular congregation, is all of that worth it? Or maybe you're new to Christianity or new to Lutheranism and you're still getting used to what it means to live out your faith on a daily basis with sometimes the requirements and the obligations that come along with church membership. And then you see what God expects of you as one of his followers and you might start to wonder, is it all worth it? Maybe you're on the other side of the coin, though, and you look back at your life, if you've been a Christian for a very long time, and you start to think, well, I've already put in a lot of time and energy and effort into membership, into following Jesus, and now you're starting to think that all of that is going to be worth it, and that you'll be able to last until Jesus either calls you home or comes back. And so you're wondering just how much growing you have left to do. And as an instructor at KML, I can see both of those attitudes, both of those ways of thinking in our students. Because many of them have grown up in Lutheran atmospheres. They've grown up in Lutheran congregations, Lutheran grade schools. They've gone through catechism and confirmation class. And the seed of faith that the Holy Spirit planted in their hearts when they were mere infants through the work of baptism has now grown into a garden of faith that has been producing good fruits for quite a number of years. But there are also other students who are actually new to either Christianity or just Lutheranism in particular, and they're starting to figure out what it means to live out that faith on a daily basis as a Christian teenager. But some of them might be thinking if it's all worth it, because they see how society and the world treats Christians. They see how the world views Christianity. They wonder about how the world treats the Bible, what the world thinks about Jesus, what society thinks, maybe even what their friends think about Christianity and the Bible and Jesus and the fact that they are Christians. Because many of our students have non-Christian, non-Lutheran friends, and they see the decisions that their friends make and the lifestyles that they live. And they may be tempted to wonder to themselves, is all of this really worth it? Which is why I'm so grateful and thankful for the ministry of KML. It's really summarized in our mission, which is to educate, encourage, and equip students for life and for eternity. And so our goal is to keep our students rooted in the truths of God's Word every single day. We surround them with God's Word in chapel and in Word of God classes that they are required to take all 4 years they are at Kettle. We have chapel every single day, and every other subject, every other class that is taught is all taught in the light of God's Word. Because we want that seed of faith that the Holy Spirit has planted to continue to grow, to blossom, and to produce fruits. And that's exactly what Paul was encouraging the Colossians to continue to do in our second lesson. for this morning, that epistle lesson from Colossians chapter 2, where Paul says, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." And so at KML, we want our students to continue to live their lives in Christ, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as they were taught. Which is why for the last 2 years, our school theme has been rooted. To remain firmly rooted in Christ, focusing on those few passages from Colossians chapter 2. And so we strive to keep our students connected to God's word and firmly rooted in Christ rather than being taken captive by those hollow and deceptive philosophies which depend on human traditions and the basic principles of this world. Because many, if not all of you, know exactly what those hollow and deceptive philosophies are. And many of you know just how dangerous and destructive human traditions and the basic principles of this world can be. But I'm sure you also know just how tempting it can be to follow those traditions, philosophies, rather than remain firmly rooted in Christ. And so I think this theme of being rooted in Christ is such a great theme, not only for a school year or Christian teenagers, but every single one of us. Being remaining firmly rooted in Christ is what the Christian life is all about. And especially for our teens at KML. Because I'm sure those of you who have graduated high school, went on to college, and now are experiencing life might be able to remember a few facts and details about, well, some of the things that you were forced to memorize and learn in high school and college. You can remember bits and pieces of all of what you learned in the classroom. But I have a feeling that you would probably agree that the most important lessons that you remember and that you have learned come from life experience. Sometimes they come through experiences that you weren't necessarily prepared for, but you had to go through them and learn from them. And so while at KML we try to teach our students everything that we possibly can in a classroom setting with a variety of different classes and topics and subjects, we can teach them as much as we possibly can in a classroom setting, but it will mostly remain very theoretical until they go out and experience the lessons that life is going to teach them. And so when they do, when they face these problems, these challenges, these struggles of life, where do we want them to turn? Do we want them to turn to the human traditions, the hollow and deceptive philosophies that are out in the world? Or do we want them to remain firmly rooted in Christ? Picture this with me. If a thunderstorm is about to roll through, what are the first clues that a storm is coming in the life of a tree? I have a big silver maple tree in our backyard. And whenever a storm is coming through, I can see the movement of the leaves change. And then as the winds pick up, the branches start to move a little bit as well. And if the storm gets stronger and the winds pick up even further, I can actually see the main trunk of the tree start to sway just a little bit. And then if the storm is strong enough, if the tree is tall enough, and the roots weak enough, that storm has the potential to completely topple that whole tree. And if you've ever driven past KML's campus on Division Road in Jackson, just north of Kettle, there's the Jackson Mall. And there are trees that are completely topped over in there. You can see the entire root system just completely uprooted because those trees were not strong enough to withstand the storms. I hope you can start to see the connection to the life of a Christian. As you start to experience these storms of life, what are the first clues, the visible clues, that you might be going through one of those storms? Maybe it's your emotions. You get a little angrier, a little bit quicker. You are less patient. Maybe you become sad. Maybe you become a little bit more closed off, a little bit more reserved. And then, if that storm of life continues to go on and get stronger, maybe now your relationships are starting to suffer a little bit. Those people who are closest to you are starting to be affected by your emotions and your lack of patience and maybe your anger and sadness a little bit. And if this storm of life is strong enough, maybe you start to wonder and to doubt and to be concerned about why God would be allowing this challenge, this particular storm, to go on in your life. And so your trunk, your foundation starts to sway just a little bit. And if those doubts, those worries, that storm continues to rage on in your life and your root system is not strong enough, perhaps your whole faith can topple over. Which is why it's so vital and so important that we need to keep that root system strong. Because not only does the root system of any plant, a tree or a garden vegetable, keep that plant firmly rooted in the ground, it also is vital for transporting nutrients into the plant to keep it strong, to keep it alive, and to keep it growing. And so when our root system is firmly grounded in Christ, not only is our foundation strong and secure, our faith is being fed with those vital nutrients that we need from the gospel message. We are fed in God's word and the sacrament to keep our faith alive and strong and going. And when our nutrient system is intact, when we are firmly rooted in Christ, not only does our faith grow and mature, we are actually then able to produce good fruits, those fruits of faith, the fruits of the Spirit that Paul talks about in Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We see those fruits of faith in our lives when we are firmly rooted in Christ. And yet sometimes I think we might be tempted to focus too much on seeing those fruits that we neglect the roots. But you know as well as I do that you cannot have good fruits without solid roots. Which is why at KML we focus on encouraging our students to remain firmly rooted in Christ. We want them to strengthen that connection to their root system in Christ. And that's our encouragement and our prayer for you as well, that you also remain firmly rooted in Christ. Do not be taken captive by the hollow and deceptive philosophies of this world, those human traditions and those basic principles of the world. We pray that you also strengthen your connection to your roots. Do not take your faith for granted. Do not be complacent in putting forth the time, the energy, and the effort to strengthen your roots. Do not become weary in doing good. Do not become weary in the face of trials and struggles and temptations and the storms of this life. Do not become like me in my sad and pathetic gardening endeavors, wondering if all of this extra time and energy and effort is going to be worth it in the end. Because you know as well as I do that in Christ, all of our efforts to remain firmly rooted in Him are worth it. Because of Christ, your salvation is already secure. Because of Christ, you have the confidence and the assurance of the forgiveness of your sins. And because of Christ, we can remain firmly rooted, planted, and strengthened through His Word and through His sacraments. And because of Christ, we can remain strong, steadfast, and unwavering in all of life's storms. And we know that one day we will be able to see Jesus face to face. And He promises us a harvest of righteousness that He has won for us on the cross. And as we wait for that day, as we await that harvest, we continue to produce good fruits. Those fruits of the Spirit, those fruits that will last. So friends, may we remain firmly rooted in Christ today and always. Amen.